Welcome to the Beth Lewis Therapy Group podcast. We call this podcast and our blog, This Won't Be Done by Five, which gives a nod to the ongoing process that is therapy and the human condition. We are Fort Worth's favorite family therapist, addressing all of, or at least some of, our curiosities, questions, and concerns about therapy, therapeutic topics, and our personal lives. Hey, this is Beth Lewis. This is the Beth Lewis Therapy Group. In our podcast, This Won't Get Done by Five. No, it's This Won't Be Done by Five. Which is it? This Won't Be Done
Whatever
by Five.
You want
that's
get
what it
be
is.
Done.
This Won't Get Be Done by Five, which is a nod to the human condition and the ongoing process that that is. And today we are going to talk about, Shani actually brought up an idea of programming your GPS. She likes to use this with her clients. Shani, why don't you kick this off and we'll vamp with you.
Okay, yeah, Beth was going, what the hell are you, what is that, programming your GPS? It is the idea that in life we get to moments where we're at a crossroads, right? We don't like what's going on. It's not working for us. And so I like to use the analogy of programming your GPS of where do you want to go? Have you ever stopped to think about it, right? Because if we can get to a particular destination, but first we have to be very purposeful about where it is we're going. Otherwise, we're just driving around in circles, wasting gas and time and energy. So yeah. It's just the idea of people coming in and starting with, let's say it's a marriage and someone says, well, this isn't working. Well, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mm-hmm. that's the question. What are you wanting? Well, we want to get along. What does that look like? And for everybody, it's different depending on the situation. But I feel like we don't take the time or the thought process of determining those things, and therefore we're flailing around life, wondering why we're in the position we're in.
Mm-hmm. And speak we have for yourself.
Well, except when you're 14 and you know what you want to do for your whole life.
Okay, 14.
Okay, I am speaking for myself. Anyway, it's just something that people, I feel like, is helpful. People say, I just never really thought about that before. And I think it's very important to start considering those questions.
Well, in that, like you were saying, that kind of, what was the word you used? When you are using a GPS, a literal GPS in your car, and you go
reroute
direction, that rerouting that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really important. The seven things that
highly effective people.
And one of those is to go to the end goal. Like, what do you want your end goal to be? And then you work backwards. And we've all been taught that in various ways,
sure,
either through life or through formal teaching. But I certainly do that. And I love that you bring this up because I use that with my clients as well. Kind of like, what do you want? What do you want it to look like? Sit down. Have you, Ashley and I were talking about this the other day, and I use the word often, have you masterminded your schedule or your plan?
Mm-hmm.
Have you masterminded the vision that you have for yourself? And I have done that many times in different chapters of my life. Like, what do I want 5 years from now to look like?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have clients picture their whatever their next milestone birthday is. For me, my next one would be typically 55,
mm-hmm.
right? So at my 55th birthday, like, picture it down to the details. Like, who's sitting at that birthday
mm-hmm.
party? Who are the people you want to be surrounded with? What are they wearing? What are they talking about?
Yeah.
What is being served? Is it a big junk food fest? Is there a healthy element to it? What did you do that day before the party? Like, really, and just to inspire people to really, what visualization looks like,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get all the details in and then work back from there. How can I make that 55th birthday come to fruition? What steps do I need to take from 52, 53, 54 to that birthday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
It sounds hokey, but in a previous podcast we were talking.
Mine didn't sound hokey, by the way.
Well, no, I mean, no, yours did not. I mean, just, it seems simplistic to talk about planning things out. But remember when I was saying that you asked what made us be a therapist, and when chaos is surrounding you and you feel like you have no control, it's a pretty simple solution to
yeah.
think about, okay, what's not working and what is. But we don't, I mean, this isn't criticism. We're just unconsciously living our lives.
Yeah.
So then we get into all the mindfulness and all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts, Ashley Sue?
Well, everything you're talking about reminds me of our wonderful solution-focused program at TCU. And one thing I use with clients a lot, especially when they're newbies to therapy, I'm like your taxi driver. I pick you up from the airport and I say, where to? And then we put that into the GPS. Have many different options on arriving at our destination. And sometimes our destination changes. Usually it stays about the same, but you know, there's different ways we can take to get there, and we can learn shortcuts. Mm-hmm. So I love the.
I like that.
GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this podcast is sponsored by Waze.
Which I don't use Waze. Do you know the Waze? Like they, I've heard this. Tell me if this is accurate or if you've heard something similar. I don't use Waze because they'll cut you off. Like if you're driving south on 35. Suddenly it says, take this exit and go this way because they're freaking sponsored by the 7-Eleven or the Shell station that's on the service road.
I've had that before, not as of late, though.
I just don't use it.
Yeah, I do see, you see on the map, like McDonald's will have a big logo where it is. Libby brings that up and she's like,
you know, there's money involved in that.
Like that, it gets me from A to B, and I wouldn't be able to do that.
When I first started driving, I would have to print directions off of MapQuest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
MapQuest.
Yeah, I know. And I would have it in my car. Like, I remember I drove all the way to Little Rock, Arkansas when I was 18 years old with this little paper directions.
Y'all laugh, but that's Shani and I were talking about that because we're from the generation of learning to drive, and that sounds you weren't that far off of him.
I'm the generation from learning Model T Ford.
Learning to drive.
Well, I mean, when we learned to drive, that was the joke was that my younger friends called me Wrong Way Clarity because I could not, which is my maiden name, which I couldn't. Not Wrong Way is not my maiden name. Clarity is my maiden name. But Wrong Way Clarity, because I just could not get my bearings directionally. But we did not have all of the stuff we have now. I mean, I use my GPS regularly in my car, but using it in life. Shani.
Wait, your maiden name is Clarity, like C-L-A-R-I-T-Y?
It's C-L-A-R-D-Y.
Oh, we're going to pretend clarity. Like it's Clarity.
I know. And a lot of people pronounced it that way, or Clarity with Clarity. It's Clarity.
Oh, Clarity.
Uh-huh, very Irish name. But using that GPS, I like it. And I think it's such a strong metaphor, because to kind of plan, what is your vision? And I mean, again, I do it now in my own life. I certainly do. And like, and I'm a big, y'all talk to me about this. My clients know this about me. I'm a big visualizer
big picture.
Manifesting. Oh, mm-hmm. I just really am. I'm a big believer at kind of putting, and manifesting for me means like putting that picture in place and really visualizing it. Like really, like I just described about the birthday party, like down to all the details. Visualizing it and visualizing it again and again and again. And my experience has been those things happen. They come to fruition. And not because you visualize it and then you sit down and you twiddle your thumbs and wait for it to show up. But because the more we as humans visualize something again and again and again, most of our energy, most of our behaviors will be headed in that direction. So we'll be creating it without even knowing it. And I'm a believer in that. So to get your mind in, so that visualization picture, what's your final destination for 55? And then there can be another one for 60 and 65 or whatever, for 35, for 32, 31. Like, what do you want? What does the picture look like? And truly, Ashley's heard me say, I'm going to go on the trail and I'm going to jog and I'm just going to meditate and visualize, because that's what I do when I'm jogging, is just this strong picture of where I'm going. What do I want to do? Do I have what it takes? Are things in place to get me there? What do I need to get me there? Are all the tools available? Do I have the resources? Do I have the people? Like, what am I doing? And that stuff starts coming to fruition because I get those people in place, or I do the things to make that final goal happen.
But it's like, I don't know why we, and I'm pointing my finger at me, and I don't know where the Clarity came in. But, you know, it's like we just go start building a house and we don't really draw plans up. And yeah. we just take boards and we start hammering. And the foundation, I mean, it may withstand a little bit of a breeze, but it's probably not, right, yeah. without forethought. And it's not that we're not going to take wrong turns. We're going to take wrong turns, right? It's about the rerouting being to the point where it's around the block rather than 35 miles out of the way in the wrong direction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The better we are at it, the faster we'll reroute and the more we'll notice that we need to reroute.
Well, and I think it's important to vamp on what you just said about building a house. There's yeah. no one builds a house without a plan. Nobody builds a house without the hiring the right people to build the foundation and the things and all the inspections. We don't do that, but we can
build a life.
Casually build a life without all of those plans, without all of those thoughts. Uh-huh. And you know, there's personalities that will say, oh, I don't like a plan. I just want to wing it and go. That's cool. It mm-hmm. really is. I happen to feel like that's going to get less results than the person who's, and I'm not talking micromanagement. I can certainly fall into the micromanaging category, but I'm not just saying that, but I feel like we have to kind of have a plan. We do.
Mm-hmm.
For success.
I mean, and if you're fine with just winging it, okay, just for instance, getting married, many times I was unconscious my first marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. literally unconscious.
Unconscious?
None.
Was that person, was there a problem there? Was he
no,
poisoning
I
you?
Just,
were you in a coma?
Oh, yeah. Okay, not literally, figuratively.
It was a motorcycle accident. I was out for 4 years.
Okay, I was not in my
I
right
didn't know
mind.
I was going to make it.
But I just, it was kind of like I had this idea, y'all shut up.
Sorry.
Unconscious? Yeah, unconscious. And I was not under the influence.
Is it a very long nap, Ashley?
Okay.
You heard of a coma?
Okay, this is not funny. This isn't funny.
I'll stop laughing, I promise. Okay. Keep going.
I was unconscious. I'm meaning... Okay, I'm saying I was not present. I did not have a GPS plugged in. I just thought, I'm going to get married. I'm going to work real hard at it. I'm just going to work so hard that I'm going to make it work. I didn't stop to think about, are we going to parent the same
yeah.
way?
Yeah.
Do we have like
Absolutely.
Values? Mm-hmm. Those things I'm talking about. And yeah. and if you're fine with it, fine.
It works
but it just
some.
Seems like if I would have thought about it beforehand, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have married him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's not a bad guy.
Right.
But we are not a good fit.
That's how I feel.
Makes
same
sense.
Page. Totally makes sense. But then you know what? I also have that. I don't anymore. This is it was an immature thought. If we aren't going to parent the same way, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, right.
That was my naive. I got married at 28, so it wasn't like I was mm-hmm. a toddler, but I got married at 28, and he was 33, and so my thought was, if we don't parent the same way, we'll just figure it out. If we don't budget the same way, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't, and all of those things came up, and we couldn't figure it out, and so it was just it wasn't a good fit, you know. But that's. I don't know. I feel like I watch kids that are getting married, Miss Ashley, and watching them, and they do the work, and they're talking about these real topics, and they tap the brakes if they have to. You know, like, okay, maybe we aren't on the same page. And I'm one of those that I'm like, give me a situation, put me in it, I'll make it work. I could not do that with my marriage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Couldn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's not about doing things perfectly. It's about if one believes that the woman should stay home,
mm-hmm.
and they believe that's what makes them feel comfortable, and the other person believes absolutely not, I'm working, and you never have that discussion.
Oh, that's a big,
it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it'll be a big problem. Absolutely.
Simple.
Yeah, I think Libby asks me those types of parenting questions sometimes.
And they're already married.
Yeah. Well, no, we did our due diligence, I think.
I know.
But
y'all are a great
sometimes
couple.
She asks me questions like if I'm, I don't know, like questions about discipline, and her options are either the way that she would do it or something really harsh. And I'm like, who do you think I am?
You strangled Preston.
I know.
That's who you are.
Yeah, I guess I'm that guy now.
That's from a different podcast.
But no, I'm like, sometimes she asks me those questions, and I appreciate that she does, but I'm just like, you know me. Like, you know that that's not the answer.
Well, and I think that sometimes those hypothetical questions, when you don't have kids, with all respect to you and Ashley, who currently don't have children, it's so different when the actual child shows up. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we can pragmatically map out on paper, which was part of my argument at that time. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to parent. I haven't met the kid yet. You know, and I think that's valid. I don't even know that's valid, because you're going to get, are you going to just say, this is how we're going to parent, and you don't have a kid yet, and that kid shows up and they need a different form of parenting. That's valid. So I just feel like we can sit and say, what would you do in this scenario? Well, you know what? That's awesome on paper, but when you have this little kid that you can't see straight because you love them so much, it's a completely different conversation.
And I think I don't know. It'll be way different when I have a kid, but I am open to being like, oh, I don't know how I'll handle that. But there are questions that where Libby's like, what would you do if we had like a gay or a trans kid? I'm like, what's the issue?
I don't know. The hell out of them.
As like we do our best to support them. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you, Libby. Like,
We had the conversation. I remember
nothing's going to change.
My ex-husband and I did have the conversation of what would we do if we had a physically handicapped child. If that's I hope that's the correct verbiage, because I only mean it in kindness. But would we be qualified to manage a wheelchair or a special needs or the things that in a child that would be with us for the lifespan of that child? Would we be qualified parents to do it? And we both agreed that we would. But that was a conversation we did have, because that's a, I mean, that's a possibility for, for anyone trying to procreate. So, but the, and yeah, the gay trans thing, of course, in our family is just, we don't bat an eye at that.
Yeah, it's just like it's so common in our that was an example of like questions that she'll ask me that are like differences in values as people, not like, what are you going to do if our kid cheats in a test at school? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know, because man.
It's like, that's different, because that's, thing. It's just,
But that's no different than, we're not talking about those specific things necessarily. They can be specific, but if you're heading to New York from Fort Worth and you get to, I don't know what state you go through because I've never driven, nor do I want to drive to New York. If you get to a certain town and there's been a flood, you have to go a different direction, and that's okay, but are you going together? Do you both agree that you're going to go to the west and reroute or go to the east?
Or is one of you want to stop at a hotel for the night and the other one's like, no, we're going to finish the drive.
Or I'm getting on a plane.
I'll meet you there.
Forget this driving thing.
I would stop in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I hear it smells like chocolate.
I've heard the same thing.
Well, you don't get to decide where it floods, Ashley.
Where it what?
Where it floods.
What?
Shani was saying that if you get to a town
she doesn't care,
flooded,
she's fixated on Hershey.
You're just like, on my way to New York, I'm stopping.
Flood. We would reroute.
That was the reason for the rerouting, because there's a flood.
It was like, if there's a flood, you have to go around this particular it. And you were like, oh, we would stop at Hershey,
Are you from Texas?
Yeah, sometimes you have to take a different road, Ashley.
He was saying floods.
Oh, Texas. Flood. Flood.
How do you say floods?
Flood?
Flood. How do you say it?
Flood.
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 Am
Are
I
we
saying
it differently?
He has a...
Flood?
Flood.
See? Flood. You spelled... Flood? You said F-L-E-D.
Fled.
Yeah.
No, flood.
No, but I say fled. Fled and flood.
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 You don't get to say flood. Where it floods.
Watch me. Flood.
Flood.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I was like, yeah, Texas.
Adjust your GPS.
Flood.
Careful of floods or floods. And this is the Beth Lewis Therapy Group. And our podcast, This Won't Be Done by Five. We're out. Bye.